Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. For its third main stage production this summer, Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts presents West Side Story, book by Arthur Lawrence, music by Leonard Bernstein, and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. The original 1957 Broadway production of West Side Story was conceived, directed, and choreographed by Jerome Robbins, and 2018 marks the 100th anniversary of the births of both Leonard Bernstein and Jerome Robbins. Barrington Stage Company's artistic director Julianne Boyd directs the masterpiece tale of star-crossed lovers, which will run August 3rd through September 1st, and she joins us at the Linda this morning, along with the production's Maria, Tony, and Anita, respectively played by Addie Morales, Will Branner, and Skylar Volpe. We are also joined by musical director Darren Cohen. Welcome all. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thank you.
So, Julie, West Side Story this year. Usually I ask you, why this year? Why now? It makes perfect sense. We don't need to go over that, but
thank you.
What are you finding as you direct this production?
This play is always relevant. Sadly, it's always relevant. I think, of course, Star-Crossed Lovers is one of the greatest love stories ever told, sort of loosely based on Romeo and Juliet. But the gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, the gangs, and I think in 1957 it was about turfs. Gangs, you know, were fighting over the turf. Mm-hmm. I think now there's still gangs. There are gangs everywhere, certainly in inner cities. And I think now it's just a little different. They may be fighting over drugs and other things, but it's still relevant. The real reason we want to do it, of course, is because of that fabulous score, and we're recreating Jerome Robbins' choreography. You can never do that this show too many times, I think.
When Barrington staged it before, did you direct it then?
Yeah, I directed it then. It was great, great fun. And I actually met Josh Burgas, a choreographer that we've worked with so many times mm-hmm. since then. It was the first show we did together. It was great fun.
So tell me about the choreographer who's recreating it this time.
Well, we have a marvelous choreographer. It's Robert LaFosse. And he, of course, was a leading dancer, not of course, but he was a leading dancer at ABT, American Ballet Theater, and New York City Ballet. But he did Jerome Robbins Broadway. He worked with Jerome Robbins when that show was done. And he played Tony, and the associate choreographer, Nick, played Bernardo. And so they're having an opportunity to really recreate the real Robbins choreography. Sometimes people think they know the Robbins choreography, but it's like third or fourth generation down. And I think we're very fortunate to have somebody who actually worked with Robbins.
That's amazing. How is it documented, the choreography?
Well, he has a Bible. First of all, they know most of it, but Josh Burgas had also had done a version of it, and they have a Bible, and they look at it, and it is so spelled out. It's a dance Bible, and of course, some of it he danced himself, and he knows from the productions, but the rest of it is written down.
The first song we're going to hear is Something's Coming. Will Branner, your Tony, is going to perform it. Before you sing, Will, would you tell me, it says in your bio, this is a dream role. So what does it mean for you to be playing Tony, and what are you learning as you approach it?
No, absolutely. It's definitely one I think a lot of young men my age have on their radar, and to play it at Barrington is I'm over the moon about it. It's a true opportunity. So I've learned just how relevant the story is in this time, and Tony is a guy just trying to navigate a really, really harsh world and just stay afloat and above it, and he knows that there's something better out there, and I think we're all kind of trying to do that. That's why we relate to Tony. That's why we like him. He's lost, but he knows there's something for him out there that's greater, so he's trying not to sink in this rough, tough neighborhood that he's in.
Are you ready to sing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, come into me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. And something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach. Down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight.
Will Branner is playing Tony in Barrington Stage Company's production of West Side Story, running on the main stage in Pittsfield August 3rd through September 1st. That was beautiful. Thank you for hitting that note so early in the morning.
Of course. Thank you.
Julie, the show, I mentioned to you before we began taping that I did it in high school. Not well, but it happened.
I was impressed, Sarah.
and that is, you know, a lot of people have done the show. A lot of people who've come to the show have a previous experience with it, whether it be being in it or seeing it somewhere else or seeing it with you guys before, seeing it on Broadway, seeing the movie. Why do you think it lasts and people want to keep seeing it?
I think when you hear that music, you have an emotional response to this music like few other musicals. I mean, just from the very beginning, the prologue, it's such strong, gutsy, gorgeous music with such strong melodies. And I think everybody just has an emotional response, which is generally a very positive response. Also, we know the songs. We know Tonight. We know some of these other songs. They've become more popular with many popular singers. And when they hear it in the score, and they know what the love story is, and also just the tautness of it. It's you can't help but be immersed in that strong emotional world.
The next song we're going to hear is the balcony scene leading into Tonight. Maria and Tony are going to perform. Our Maria here is Addie Morales. You've played Maria before.
Yes, this is actually going to be time number four.
Four? Mm-hmm. What do you learn? How does it change as you get, a little bit older each time you play,
yeah,
but also you have different people that you're playing off of,
yeah,
or different,
absolutely,
directors?
My first time, I was about 18 years old, so it changes a little bit each year as I get older, what I understand about the role. My big thing about it is keeping it open to the new people I'm working with, to the new directors I'm working with, because every time it has to be fresh and new, and I try to take a fresh take on it rather than sitting in old habits, mm-hmm, because there's always something to discover about Maria. There's always something to discover about the relationship and the bigger meaning of the story.
Have you done different choreography before, or has it always been the Jerome Robbins choreography?
I have. My first one was not Jerome Robbins. My second one was Jerome Robbins with some small things, like probably that were in the Bible, the dance Bible, but now doing the original choreography with someone who has worked with Jerome Robbins, there are little tweaks and twists here and there that are a little different.
Playing it, I almost said so many times. It's not so many, but it is a number of times. Do you find that in different productions you have a different favorite moment to perform or to watch from the wings, depending on the company?
It does depend. It depends on my cast. One of my favorites is Krupke, like across the board, that, mm-hmm, some comical relief. But, it really depends on my Tony and what moments we create, where certain moments may be more playful. One Hand, One Heart tends to be one of those consistent moments that I love. But it does depend on that relationship.
When you're ready, please sing a song.
Thanks. Imagine being afraid of you.
You see.
I see you.
See only me.
Only you, you're the only
my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do. Nothing else but you, ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Only you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be. For here you are, and what was just a world is a star tonight. Tonight, tonight, the world. With suns and moons all over the place. Tonight, tonight, the world is wild and bright. Going mad, shooting sparks into space. Today, the world was just an address, a place for me to live in. No better than all right. But here you are, and what was just a world is a star tonight.
Wait for me.
It all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away.
I cannot stay. Go quickly.
I'm not afraid.
They are strict with me. Please.
Good night.
Buenas noches.
I love you.
Yes. Yes, hurry! Wait! When will I see you again?
Tomorrow.
I work at the bridal shop. Come there.
At sundown.
Yes. Good night. Tony! Come to the back door.
See.
Tony! What does Tony stand for?
Anton.
Teodoro. Anton.
Teodoro. Maria.
Good night. Good night. Sleep well, and when you dream, dream of me.
Addie Morales and Will Branner as Maria and Tony in Barrington Stage Company's production of West Side Story, running on the main stage August 3rd through September 1st. Beautiful piano accompaniment by music director Darren Cohen. A question about casting, Julie.
Yes.
I don't mean to pretend that my Saranac Lake High School production was the pinnacle of West Side Stories.
I'm sure it was.
Sarah. No. It was passable, but there were no Latino. I'm French and Irish American, and was a shark girl. How do you address that? It's a huge part of the show for them to be Puerto Rican.
We cast it professionally, and we're going to find many more Latino actors,
of course.
Than in Saranac Lake.
Yeah,
I think that is one of the problems in casting plays in high schools and musicals, because you do want them seen, you do want people to know them, but I think there has been a lot lately about the importance of casting people, you know, with the correct backgrounds doing the plays and giving them a chance to play the roles that they should be playing. And I think we do a lot now professionally. Certainly our casting director, Pat McCorkle from New York, does that. I mean, she makes sure we get the right people for the right roles.
Is it important to you as actors to be properly cast in roles like this?
Absolutely. I'm sure, Skylar, you agree with me. It's important to our identities, to tell our stories, to get a chance to speak for ourselves, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it also is kind of freeing as an actor to not have to really concern yourself with perhaps like stepping into somebody else's story in that way, where you are really kind of living something that you know.
I think it's also important to cast people of color in diverse ethnic backgrounds in roles that are typically done by whites. I think it goes both ways, because we have to give everyone, I think we cast the best people possible in the roles, and we try as much as possible to cast the people in the roles, if it's a Latina role, to cast someone Latina or has a similar background. But we always try to do colorblind all the time for all the casting, which I think is important.
Skylar, you're playing Anita.
I am.
My favorite role in the show.
Mine too.
What are you learning as you dive into her?
I'm actually learning that Anita has a lot more heart than maybe we see in her, you know, on the surface. Mm-hmm. Because she's
tough as nails.
Yeah, she really is. And she's street smart, and she's got it going on, and she is feisty and fiery and has tons of sex appeal, but at the same time she becomes this sister figure for Maria and has this deep love for her and takes care of her. So it's been cool kind of figuring out how to balance those two different sides of her personality.
Are you guys ready to perform A Boy Like That I Have a Love?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like that would kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another, one of your own kind. Stick to your own kind. A boy like that will give you sorrow. You'll meet another boy tomorrow, one of your own kind. Stick to your own kind. A boy who kills cannot love. A boy who kills has no heart. And he's the boy who gets your love and gets your heart. Very smart, Maria, very smart. A boy like that wants one thing only, and when he's done, he'll leave you lonely. He'll murder your love, he murdered mine. Just wait and see. Just wait, Maria. Just wait and see. Oh, Anita, no. Anita, no. It isn't true, not for me. It's true for you, not for me. I hear your words, and in my head, I know they're smart. But my heart, Anita, but my heart. Boy like that knows they're wrong. Your brother. But my heart. Forget that boy is too strong. Find another. Oh, one of your own kind, stick to your own kind. To him alone, to him alone. One thing I know. A boy who kills, I cannot his. Live. I don't care. A boy who kills what he has is. No heart. I don't know. And he's the boy why who gets so your love and gets your heart. Very smart, Maria, very smart.
Anita, no. You should know better. You were in love.
Or so you said. You should know better. I have a love, and it's all that I have. Right or wrong, what else can I do? I love him, I'm his, and everything he is, I am too.
Skylar Volpe as Anita and Addy Morales as Maria in Barrington Stage Company's production of West Side Story, running on the main stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, August 3rd through September 1st. BarringtonStageCo.org for ticket and showtime information. We also heard from Will Branner, who played Tony, and musical director Darren Cohen accompanied them on the piano. Julie Boyd is directing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you all for being here. This was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Matt Plummer here at the Linda for being our engineer. It's BarringtonStageCo.org once again. I'm Sarah LaDuke. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.